This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland, and I'm joined again this week by our good friend, Liz Weston of MSN. And I just love the title of your new book, No Dumb Questions About Money.
That's it. It's true.
I think, you know, that applies here as well.
Absolutely.
So let's go back to the phones and take some not dumb questions.
There we go.
Ben is with us from Milwaukee. Hi there.
Hi. How's it going?
Very well. Thank you. How are things there in Milwaukee?
Beautiful. Actually.
Beautiful, yeah.
Surprise. Yep. No snow yet, so I'm happy.
I would hope not in early October.
You never know. You never know.
I suppose that's true. So what's your question for Liz today?
Well, I have a question about credit card debt, actually.
Excellent. Well, you've got the woman who literally wrote the book.
Excellent. Liz, you are my girl.
All right.
There we go.
How can I help you, Ben?
Well, I've accrued quite a bit of credit card debt because I put school on my one credit card.
Wow.
And then, I know. It was. I regret it every day since.
When you say quite a bit, can you define that for us?
Roughly $30,000.
Okay.
Ouch.
I know.
Why did you do a credit card versus a student loan?
At the time, it was just the easiest thing at that point, I guess, is the best way I can explain it. It was a foolish error, but it was, at the time, it was, I need to pay this, I need to pay it now.
Yeah, so my guess is that you have a pretty high interest rate on that then.
It's about 16%.
Ouch.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so how many cards are you using for this?
One of them holds the 16%, and that's at about $19,000, and then roughly three are somewhere between 9 and 12%.
Okay.
For the remaining.
All right. So the real tough thing about this, Liz, is first of all that these interest rates are far higher than what a federal student loan would have been.
Yes.
And second of all, you don't have a payment plan to work with.
Yeah.
You know, the credit cards are not forgiving in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, exactly. And the federal student loans, as we talked about, come with a lot of payment options.
Right.
Credit card companies not as interested. The one thing you do have with credit cards is you can go bankrupt and get it wiped out, but
right.
It doesn't sound like that's something that you want to consider, Ben, or is it?
No, ideally, I do not want to.
Okay.
I got myself in this mess. I want to get myself out.
Good okay. for you.
What's your income? What's your annual income?
About $40,000.
Okay. It's a lot of debt,
yep.
Given that income level. Normally, I say if your credit card and medical bills combined are half or more of your income, you need to be talking to a legitimate credit counselor, but you also need to be talking to a bankruptcy attorney. Because I think a lot of people want to pay off their debt. I think the vast majority of people who do wind up in bankruptcy court try to pay off their debt,
yep.
And they wind up doing foolish things like draining their retirement, draining their home equity, in an attempt
okay.
to pay bills that cannot be paid. So the first thing that you need to do is make an appointment with a legitimate credit counselor. They can let you know if there's a plan that you can pay off this debt over 5 years or so. But also talk to a bankruptcy attorney because he or she can look at your entire situation and let you know if you qualify, you know, for Chapter 7 to get it erased. You need to know all your options before you decide is the short version.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you owe $30,000 and your annual income is $40,000, I just, you know, it's hard to imagine a way that you can live.
Unfortunately, yeah. And it probably, at best, it would take you 10 or more years.
Right.
And the bankruptcy system only requires you, even in cases where you have to pay off your debt, you know, a payment plan of 5 years, and then the rest is forgiven. So that's generally the line. If it would take you more than 5 years to pay off this debt, maybe you should be looking at other options. And obviously, this
yeah.
is not something you wanted. This is not something that you planned on doing. But
yeah.
this is the outcome. And you need to be realistic because way too many people
yeah.
deny the obvious until it's too late.
But Liz, let me address something. You know, I mean, he's saying here that he wants to pay off this debt. He,
yes.
You know, he feels like he has a responsibility, and he does.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there will be listeners who will write in and say that, you know, again, you got yourself into this trouble. You should have to pay it off no matter, you know, how difficult that is for you. But then I guess the question is, well, then why do you have bankruptcy court at all?
Exactly. And you have to look at the fact that bankruptcy is actually essential to the capitalist system.
Yep.
If we didn't have a way to erase debts, who would take a chance? Who
exactly.
would open a business? Who would do any of these things? So businesses take advantage of bankruptcy court to reorganize their finances. individuals have that capacity too. And again, with all my experience with bankruptcy, I haven't seen too many people who are delightedly skipping into bankruptcy court.
Right.
Typically, it's after they've tried everything else and often done a lot of foolish things before they finally realize they can't get out of this hole. So that's why I want Ben to go talk to somebody now before things really get scary.
All right, Ben?
Quick question. Is there a website that has good places to start looking for like credit counseling and
yes.
things like that?
Thank you for asking that question. I should have followed up with that. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling, NFCC.org. That's the oldest organization. They have credit counseling agencies all over the place. I'm sure they've got them in Milwaukee. You can make an appointment, sit down, go over your finances. Now, remember, this is an organization that's trying to keep you out of bankruptcy court.
Right.
And they get payments from the credit card companies and other lenders to offer their services. So keep that in mind. That's why I say make an appointment, talk about the possibilities, but also go talk to a bankruptcy attorney because you'll get the other side of the story.
Okay,
Ben. And any final words for our listeners about the wisdom of putting your education on a credit card?
It's not a good idea.
All right. Public service announcement ended. Thanks so much for the call, Ben, and good luck.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We had some emails come in. So let me go with one from Katie in Alexandria, Minnesota, who says she does a lot of shopping at Target. Target,
yes.
And she wants to know if there are any particular financial or credit risks that she needs to be aware of if she opens a Target debit card.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's not issued by the bank necessarily. It's tied to your bank account, though.
Yeah, I didn't realize that a store could issue a debit card.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing.
Hmm.
What you need to know, the most important thing you need to know, is banks are required to ask you if you want to sign up for overdraft protection now. And a lot of people simply opted out of that because
right.
what happened was people were getting, you know, purchases approved when they weren't expecting it and getting hit with fees. With this particular card, they don't have to ask you in advance.
Really?
And people find out too late that, you know, an over limit purchase has been approved and then they get hit with fees. So anytime you're looking at a debit card, credit card, read those awful mouse print forms
yep.
and find out what the fees are and what the, you know, penalties could be if you misbehave somehow with this card.
You know, I think a lot of people just question the wisdom of using any sort of store issued credit card. I mean, pretty much any department store that you go into, they're going to offer it to you.
Yeah.
Just about every clothing store, grocery stores even, you know, are offering cards these days. And, you know, I guess I understand the allure of things like cash back and things like that. But I don't know. Is there a rule of thumb for whether these are wise or not?
Well, you have to. Obviously, you don't want to carry a balance on any of these cards because the interest rates tend to be outrageous. Some of the cards are actually MasterCard Visa branded, so you can use them anywhere. I would go with that rather than one that was just for a single chain because typically you get the same benefits from it. And also, if you shop at a single chain a lot, it can make some sense to have one of those cards because you do get discounts and coupons going forward. But in general, you're better off with a more general Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover card than you are tying yourself to one issued by a retailer.
Okay. So there you go, Katie. I hope that helps out. Lois in Colchester, Vermont is wondering whether it's wise to transfer existing credit card balances to a 0% credit card offer. These offers come all the time, don't they?
If you have good credit, they do.
Okay, well,
yes.
I have good credit, so I get these offers all the time. And, you know, it certainly sounds like it would be wise. I mean, why wouldn't you transfer from, you know, any high interest credit card? But I also know that there are, A, fees involved
yes.
in those balance transfers, and, B, it doesn't mean that that debt is wiped out. You still have to pay it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of people use these 0% offers just to keep carrying the balances
right,
and bounce them
right.
around.
And she does. She says she has $20,000 in credit card debt.
Yeah.
One of those cards at 15%, the other at 24%.
Well, again, I would say to Lois what I said to Ben. Look at your income. Look at that debt in relation to your income. See if there's any chance that you can pay this off in a few years. Because if there isn't, even with a 0% offer, you need to be looking at alternatives. You need to be looking at credit counseling, possibly.
Yep.
You need to talk to a bankruptcy attorney. I mean, $20,000 is a lot of debt.
It is.
It's not something that you came to overnight, so you're not going to get rid of it overnight. 0% offers can help when you have a plan to pay off the debt and you have the resources to do so. Otherwise, you're just shifting around the debt and you may wind up in a much worse place down the road.
Yeah, well, and she points out that she's 58, her husband is 66, and she says they have some retirement, but not much saved.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that adds grim. to the calculus as well.
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, the typical Social Security check is around $1,000. And you can go to Social Security now and see what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people cannot live on $12,000 a year or, you know, slightly more. So you have to think about what's your priority. And once again, especially at this stage in life, they should be saving a ton for their retirement.
And it's interesting. She also notes that she got this credit card debt because she opened a business. And so here we have someone who opened a business with a credit card. We have someone who put their college education on a credit card. These are not what you want to make purchases on your credit card with, right?
No. I mean, credit cards can be the most convenient source of funds for a lot of people, but they come with so many risks, and the biggest is those variable interest rates that can just shoot up and really hurt you. So, you know, if you have a successful business, if you need a little starting money, SBA is a great source to go to finding funds. A few bucks on a credit card is not a huge deal, but trying to fund your whole business on your credit cards is really, really dangerous.
Okay. Thanks so much for writing in.